Yo, yo, my brothers, this episode of the Grizz Podcast is sponsored by Covenant Eyes. I love Covenant Eyes. I've recommended it for years. Covenant Eyes has been helping people overcome pornography for over 21 years with their world-class accountability software and insightful educational resources. They got all sorts of insightful educational resources. Many of those insightful educational resources are completely free for you to download and use. Covenant Eyes understands that people find freedom through supportive and authentic relationships. Covenant Eyes has been around long enough to know that porn affects everyone. Doesn't matter who you are. Men, women, children, teens. Doesn't matter if you're a Christian, non-Christian, Christian leader, pastor, missionary. Porn affects everyone. If you're struggling with porn in any way, we got one message for you. You're not alone, and we're here to help. Covenant Eyes has a special offer for all of the listeners of the Grizz Podcast, aka the Grizz Tribe. You get a free 30-day trial of Covenant Eyes by using the promo code GRIZZIN at checkout. GRIZZIN. Use that at checkout. Visit Covenant Eyes at covenanteyes.com. And don't forget to enter that promo code GRIZZIN at checkout. Or you can use the link that I'll put here in the show notes. And I promise you'll be glad you did. I have Covenant Eyes installed on all of my devices to help me stay away from all the tempting junk that comes at me. There's a lot of it out there, guys. Every single week, I feel it. I see it. There's a pull. I need it, guys. I need Covenant Eyes on all of my devices. It is an extremely wise investment for you as a Christian man. So go to covenanteyes.com, sign up, and use that promo code GRIZZIN, G-R-I-Z-Z-I-N. You get the first 30 days for free just to try it out. All right. Here we go.
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
I can hear no bell. Get up out of the thing.
You called down the thunder, well now you.
Oh yeah, y'all know what time it is. You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. Now here's our host, Jason George.
Get him, Jay.
Going down, all my brothers from other mothers around the world. Thanks so much for taking the time to tune in and listen to this latest episode of the Grizz Podcast. Today is Saturday, July 24th, 2021, and I'm coming at you from the great state of South Carolina. As usual, I'm here with a hot cup of coffee. Let me grab a sip of that. You know what I'm saying? Right in the microphone to annoy some of you. Anyway, let's see what's been going down, man. It's been about 2 weeks since I dropped an episode of the Grizz Podcast. I've really been enjoying this new area where we're living here in South Carolina. As soon as we moved down here, I bought my wife and I two cruiser bikes, Electra cruiser bikes. That's what I got us, dude. And we've done a couple rides together, but I've been riding mine like almost every day. At least every other day. I'm not kidding, man. I love it. You know what I mean? It's like single speed. It's got the old school foot brake. It's just simple. I get off work. I put my work clothes on and I'll bike like 3 miles to the gym, get a workout in, and then I bike back to our house. I also bike over to a coffee shop that's nearby. The other night, I went for a night ride. Had my music playing on my phone. I got this little mount on my handlebars for my phone, and I turned some old 80s music on. It was the Grizz 80s playlist, which you can download on iTunes. Dude, I got every classic 80s jam up on there. I'm not talking about the rock, the metal. I'm just talking about a lot of the pop hits. All right, so I was cruising. It was like things like, I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight. Or you got your classics like, don't you forget about me. Dancing along, baby. Or you got, take on me. Take on me. I'll be gone. All that, man. Got some Duran Duran. The reflex is a lonely child just waiting by the phone. Yeah. Shh, dude. So I'm cruising, dude, the neighborhood at night. I got lights on my bike, don't worry. Got a front white light. Then I got a back red light, dude. So I don't get hit. Been hit before. Got hit by a drunk driver in eighth grade while I was riding my bike. The dude almost killed me. I still got back, neck, head problems because of that dude. I'm all jacked up. Was at the chiropractor the other day. Chiropractor literally said to me after he took an x-ray, walks in, I said, hey man, how's the x-ray look? He looked at the other chiropractor. They smiled at each other. I go, what? Just say it. He goes, I've done this for 30 years. I've looked at necks, spines for 30 years. In my 30 years, I have never seen a neck that looks like yours. I was like, that's awesome. And so like you're saying, like, I'm legend. He goes, yeah, you are a legend with the most jacked up neck I've ever seen. I was like, you got to let me see that, man. So we go in his office and he's like, here's a normal neck x-ray. I was like, that's a good looking neck. Yeah. I'm like, where's mine? He goes, come over here. I looked at mine. I was like, that's not mine. He goes, that's yours. I'm like, nah, man, that's something else going on there. That's somebody else. That's another creature. He goes, that's yours. I was like dying. He's like, yeah, man, this shouldn't be like that. There should be more gap space in between the vertebrae. He goes, you got bone spurs developing. This looks like it's almost been shaved off. Yeah, you haven't had a surgery. I'm like, I haven't had any surgery. He goes, what? That there's pieces that are not there. He's like, I don't know if this is congenital. You were born that way. I'm like, could all of this be a contributing factor to the fact that I'm in chronic pain almost every day, lots of headaches, lots of neck pain? He goes, oh yeah, you'd be hurting every day with this. I'm like, well, that's why I'm here. He goes, dude, I can't fix this and cure this. I said, I'm not looking for that, man. I'm just looking for some good pain management. You know what I'm saying? Like, help me. He goes, I can do that. We can help you. We can work with this. We can make some improvements. I said, then let's do it. Because I don't want to do the surgery route. But I told him there was major head trauma back in old eighth grade when that drunk driver hit me. The neck was messed up. My spine is messed up. Curvature of the spine. What's that called? Scoliosis? Pretty sure. I've got that because I got one leg longer than the other. I got one hip that's higher than the other because when my leg got broken in half, it healed up. Now one leg's longer than the other. I got issues, dude. I got issues y'all don't even know about, man. Dude. Yeah. So, anyway, he's helping me with that. But, dude, talk about Squirrel. Squirrel, what was I talking about, man? Oh, night riding with 80s music. So, I got the light on the front and the back so cars can see me. But I was just cruising on my new cruiser bike at night. I really enjoy it. Seriously, it reminds me of just summertime as a kid riding my bike in the neighborhood with just my friends, man, like back in the 80s. And that's why I'm playing the 80s music. Like, just great memories, man. It was like nostalgia. Like, just, I grew up in La Plata, Maryland at that time. I had a really jacked up, dysfunctional home life, but I had some really good friends, man. And I camped out in my backwoods all summer. I had a tent out there because I couldn't stand living in the house I was living in. I didn't like my family at all. That's for another episode. I've talked about some of that on the podcast, my childhood and stuff I went through. But I was in the woods all summer, man. That's where I lived, in the tent. And so the good part about that is when my dad and my old stepmom thought I was out there snoozing at 10, 11 o'clock at night, I wasn't. We got out of the tent, we grabbed our bikes, and it was on, man. That's why, like, even some of those shows like Stranger Things on Netflix, that series, I so connect with that, man. Just all your friends on bikes, BMX bikes, freestyle bikes. You know, some of my friends, they had a Dino. I had a Schwinn Predator. One of my friends, he had a Haro. I think I said that right. And then one of my friends had a GT. Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about, man. I'm like, good bikes, cool bikes. My friend Richie had a Hutch. He would always let me borrow that. I'd come over, drop my bike off in his garage, take his Hutch out. That was just a great bike, man, for jumping. Always building trails through the woods, ramps, just doing crazy stuff. Late at night, taking a bunch of toilet paper in people's houses in our neighborhood, doing, what's it called? Ding dong ditch. Ring the doorbell or knock on the door really late at night, like pound on it. Then get on your bikes and take off. Watch all the lights click on in the house, front light, and they're like, who's here? What's going on? Oh my gosh. That's what we did, man. It's good times, dude. The 80s, man. Don't you forget about me. The Breakfast Club. What a movie, man. That's classic. I could talk about the 80s this whole episode. All right. Anyway, so I'm loving the cruiser bike. And I've been working on a paint job, doing some handyman work in an office building, helping out my wife's company. And was doing that, and their next door neighbor in an office building came over. He runs like a wealth management company. He liked my work. He was eyeballing me. He was watching me. He was like, oh, who is this guy? And said, man, give me your card. He's like, it's time for you to get over here and renovate and do my office. I was like, yes, yes. So it was cool, man. Man, I literally that day had just prayed to God. Like, when I finish this job, God provide another job. And bam. Jehovah Jireh. I mean, God is my provider. That's what that means, by the way. If you don't know, it's Hebrew. Don't mess with me. Hebrew scholar right here, because I know what Jehovah Jireh means. So, you know, a little advice for you guys, you young guys, and then you older guys, if you never learned this, if you're a knucklehead, but you younger guys, listen to me. Got a lot of younger guys listen to the Grizz podcast. I love that. Dude, I'm here for you. And met one this week here in Charleston area. His name was George. What a great name. You know what I mean? So he's just like, I totally know who you are. I was like, who am I? He's like, you're the Grizz. You do the Grizz podcast. I was like, you know the Grizz podcast? He was like, I do. I was like, dude, bring it in, man. You know what I'm saying? Guy hug, double pat on the back. And then we break away really quick because, you know, don't want to get too affectionate. Anyway, a little advice for you guys, man. You do quality, honest work with whatever you do. I don't care if you're a computer programmer. I don't care if you're a barista, bricklayer. I don't care if you drive your vehicle doing DoorDash. I don't care. I don't care what you do. Whatever you put your hand to. God says, do all things as unto the Lord. Everything. If you're a janitor, if you mop the floors, do quality, honest work. Be the best floor mopper. Be the best door dasher. Be the best barista. For me, trying to be the best podcaster I can be. When I get back to itinerant speaking, be the best itinerant speaker that I can be. I don't want to be anybody else. I can't compete with some guys. I'm not them. I want to be the best that I can be. And when it comes to patching walls, doing some drywall work, when it comes to painting, interior painting, I want to be the best that I can be. I want to do quality, honest work. And then treat people with respect. And you always work with integrity. Don't cut corners. Don't be dishonest. Just integrity. And then when you get paid, listen to me, you honor God by giving at least 10% of your income, at least 10% of your income back to God, to his work, to his kingdom work. I know some of you are thinking right now, man, that's Old Testament, that's old school, the tithe. We're not under the law. I don't have to tithe. Dude, listen. Well, if you'd actually read the New Testament, you'd see that they, those believers, the early church, they did a whole lot more than just tithe. They did a whole lot more than just give 10%. I'm just telling you to start with 10%. Test God. It's the only place in Scripture where God says, test me. Test me. Try me out. Test me. Check me to see if what I say is not true. When he talks about giving, he says, man, give to me, like financially, give a portion of what you make back to me, back to my work, to my kingdom, and watch what I do. Dude, you cannot outgive God. So you do quality work, you do honest work, you treat people with respect, always work with integrity, and you honor God by giving at least 10% of your income back to his work, whether it's through your local church, whatever, Christian ministry. I don't know how you do it, but you need to be doing it. I'm not kidding, man. It's something that I've been practicing all the way back since high school when I gave my life to Christ. And dude, I haven't had everything I've always wanted, but all my needs have been taken care of. All of them. Bills have always been paid. And there's times I slipped off. Of course, I'm normal. I'm not perfect. There's times I missed giving. But it's not a habit. That's not the norm. The norm is my wife and I always give a portion of what God gives us. We give it back to God because we realize that we wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for God. We realize that it all belongs to God, all of it, everything we have. But yet God says, start with 10%, the tithe, like the Old Testament. I don't do it as a rule. Man, I'm like the New Testament, a cheerful giver. The Lord loves a cheerful giver, a hilarious giver. Some translations, if you look at the actual language in the Greek scholar here too, the word is translated, it can mean hilarious giver. In other words, you give in a way that doesn't make sense to the common man, the unsaved man. They would be like, why would you give that? It says God loves that kind of a giver. So my wife and I have been practicing that, and then we just see God provide, man. And he does give us many of our wants. But don't mistake me. I'm not into the prosperity gospel. I'm not like, yeah, you give and God will make you a millionaire. Yeah, you do this. Yeah, not like that, man. I'm just saying I've seen God bless my business. I've seen God bless my ministry. I've seen God bless my wife's ministry. I've seen God look out for us so that there's not been major financial disasters. We took a big hit in 2008 to 2010 with the recession. All the equity we had in our home, we had sold it. We basically started over. But you know what? Some people went completely under and went bankrupt. We didn't. We had to rebuild. I take that as a way that God was just looking out for us. So just giving you young guys some basic advice, things that I've been learning throughout my life. Man, do quality, honest work. I don't care what you do. I don't care if your dad says, get out there and mow the grass. You do quality, honest work. Don't cut corners. Quality, honest work. Treat people with respect that you work for or that you work with. You always just work with integrity and honor God by giving at least 10% of your income back to God, to his work, to his kingdom, and God takes care of you. And you know what? People notice that because it's become a rare thing in today's society here in America. Do quality, honest work. Treat people with respect. Always work with integrity and honor God by giving at least 10% of your income to his work. Watch what happens. Listen to me. You won't stay where you are if you do those things. Hashtag fact. All right, let me grab a sip of my coffee. Well, I'm worked up. My computer is telling me your Mac will soon sleep unless you plug it into a power outlet. Hang on, guys. We're about to have some technical difficulties. Here is the cord, the official power outlet cord for the Mac for the Grizz podcast. Plugging it in. Let me run this wire all the way over here. We're in the studio, baby. The new Grizz studio down here at Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. It's a work in progress. I'm not editing any of that. This is raw, real, and relevant, as always. What else? Oh, man. Dude, the Wednesday before last, I got to go out on a nice boat fishing with two of my friends down here in South Carolina. My friend Aaron, my friend Mike Regina. Some of you listening, you know this guy, Mike Regina. And right now you're praying for me, all right? Because, dude, he's got issues. Anyway, he's still my friend. You can have issues, still be my friend. Mike's got a lot of issues, but still my friend. Anyway, me, Aaron, and Mike, we went out of Daniel Island, which is right by Charleston. And just a good time. Aaron's part of this boat club thing that he pays to be part of every month. So there's always like a boat ready for him. And he can take out friends. It's freaking awesome. I'm like, you stay part of that boat club, and I'll stay your friend. So we went out. We caught a few sea bass, or I should say they did. Mike caught a small shark, the smallest shark I've ever seen in my life. But, of course, Mike Regina thinks he is, he thinks he's the man. I mean, he's telling people, man, I caught a shark. Okay, I'm like, yeah. Did they see the shark, Mike? I don't even know if his teeth had grown in yet, all right? It was like one of those little bath time sharks you get for kids, the little rubber ones for the tub that you buy at like the stores when you go to the beach. Anyway, Mike caught a shark. So, but I was telling him, I said, hey, man, where there's a little shark, mama's out there. Daddy's out there. I was like, I ain't jumping in this water. We in shark-infested waters out here. I told him, I said, you know what's cool is it's Shark Week. You caught it during Shark Week. So I got it on video. I might submit it to like Animal Planet or Discovery Channel or something like that. Yeah, I'm sure they would love to air this small minnow shark that Mike caught and show the world. Anyway, they caught this one fish that was just ugly. Ugly, man. I don't even know what it was. I was like, oh my gosh, what is that? Everybody's like, I don't even know what it is. I'm like, don't touch it. So I guess when God made that fish, whatever it was, I should have taken a picture of it. I mean, God's got a sense of humor. It was like, hey, Jesus, Holy Spirit, let's see if we can create just the funniest, ugliest looking fish we can. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Because we got the dolphin. The sharks are beautiful. We got like the sea bass. They look pretty cool. Yeah. We got the clownfish. Everybody's like, ooh, we got the dory fishes, whatever they are, you know, dory. And let's make this ugly one. And so they did. And it's the ugliest freaking thing in the ocean I ever seen. Anyway, complete butt ugly, freaking nature, man. And I actually didn't catch anything. I don't care, man. It was a good time. Hashtag blessed. I just love being out on the water. It was cool that I was able to work my schedule, you know, being self-employed. Aaron told me, hey, we're going out on Wednesday. Can you be there at 2:00? I said, I can. So you get your work done early. You work late if you need to. And then it's like, we out, dude. It was middle of the week, so not a lot of people on the water. It was great. What else is going down in my life? I've been keeping up with working out as best I can. I'm probably averaging about 4 days per week, trying to do some kind of strength training. And I still can't do anything real intense with working out. It sucks. I want to go intense. I want to go hard. I want to have the heavy breathing, be dripping in sweat. Just be like, you know, like some of you guys are doing a CrossFit with your wads. Some of you guys are doing intense trail runs and you're about to go into some kind of 50K ultra marathon or something. I would love to do that. I would love to do another triathlon. I've done one before. I would love to do another big 18-mile mountain bike race. I've done one before, but I can't. camp because of Lyme disease. I have to really be careful not to overdo it because I could feel good. I could be like, that was a good workout. Oh my gosh. And then that will trigger all the Lyme junk and co-infections in me to flare up, like to come out from being dormant. And it could literally lay me out for a month, maybe more. And I just speak from experience, man. So I'm going to the gym. I'm not doing anything real intense. But I always tell myself, something's better than nothing. Something is always better than nothing. You guys need to hear that. You guys that are still sitting on the couch too much. Sitting on the couch, scrolling through your phone, spending hours on social media. You get the little report on your iPhone at the end of the week. Here's your screen time. And it's like, yeah, you spent 30 hours on screen time. It's just sad. All right. And I've spent too much too. There's been weeks where I'm like, that's way too much screen time, way too much scrolling. But I go to the gym. I do what I can. Sometimes I'm only there for 30 minutes. But something's always better than nothing. That's my point. And I'm working out at a gym now because the rental house that we are in, it doesn't allow me to use my own equipment. So I had to put all of my workout equipment into storage while our new home is being built. And you know the thing, man, about working out in a gym. Let me grab a sip of coffee here. I haven't worked out in a gym in a while. So been doing the home gym thing, you know what I'm saying. But the thing about working out in the gym is that you got other dudes working out around you. And that can be good or bad. Okay, that can be motivating or that can be discouraging. And I'm finding out that that all depends on you, your perspective. So it's just real easy when you're at the gym as a guy, as a man, to fall into the compare game. Because you look at some dudes who are more built than you, they're stronger than you, they're throwing up way heavier weights than you, and you think, look at that guy. Look at him. And then you think, man, I suck. I suck. I royally suck. Okay, that's what you think. Or you might see a guy, might be the other way, that comes in and he's big, he's flabby. He ain't been to the gym in a long time. You're in better shape than him. And you might think to yourself, man, I'm looking good. Look how good a shape I am. Do a little flexing when you go by the mirror. I'm way more in shape than that guy. I'm a beast. Dude, listen. I hate all of it. I constantly got to remind myself, just focus on you, Jason. Just focus on you. It reminds me of Miyagi talking to Danielson. You focus. You focus power. You focus on you, Jason. Jason. Danielson. You focus on you. Compare and compete with no one but yourself. Guys, compare and compete with no one but yourself, man. When you're up in there working out at the gym, you're the person that you're trying to beat. I'm the person that I'm trying to beat. That's it. That's all. All that matters is each week, each month, you make some sort of gains, baby, from where you were. So I literally keep my journal with me when I'm in the gym working out. Got my journal, my pen. It's always with me in the gym. And I'm keeping track of everything. I'm writing down the exercise I'm doing, the amount of weight I'm lifting, the amount of reps, the amount of sets, etc. Because each month I'm trying to increase just a little bit, be a little bit better, a little bit stronger, a little bit more endurance. Just like I've said repeatedly here on the podcast, make 1% improvements. Like James Clear talks about in Atomic Habits, just 1% improvements, keep doing it, and watch what happens over time. That's where the results come from. That's where the gains, baby, the gains and the rewards come from. Compare with no one but yourself. Beat yourself. That's all that matters. The Apostle Paul talks about, I bring my body into subjection, under subjection. I'm going to master my body. My body, my bodily desires, that laziness that's in me, that's not going to control me. I'm going to control it. And that's what I'm trying to do. That's all that matters. You know, the majority of those guys in the gym that I'm looking at, that I'm like, man, he's stronger than me. He puts up more weights than me. He's built better than me. His pecs are bigger than me. His left pec could beat me up. I told myself recently, I'm like, shut up, Jason. Shut up. That voice in my head. I'm like, shut up. Shut up. You got to do that to yourself sometimes. See, within me, Jason George, there's a battle going on. There's a battle going on in you. There's a battle between the flesh and the spirit, the positive, the negative, the healthy, the unhealthy. I often refer to it as the grizz and the rat. Both live in me. There's the grizz, the new man that I want to be, the grizz beast for God, man, beast spiritually. But there's still the old rat, that sneaky, cunning, negative, pessimistic, loves dead things, loves perverted things, loves just lying, fake, dirty. He's dirty. I hate rats. Rats are just, yeah. It's the rat. And then there's the grizz. There he is. So, they're both inside me, man. And they're fighting. And I got that voice going on. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So, the voice, I had to tell myself. I had to tell the rat. I said, you know, these other guys in the gym that are further along than me, stronger than me, they are also are not battling a chronic illness like Lyme disease like I am. They're not battling that. So they can go harder than me. They can go longer than me with their workouts. So they're going to make greater gains than I do. And they also aren't battling the back and neck issues that I'm dealing with. That chiropractor of 30 years says, I've never seen a neck like yours ever on an x-ray. They're not dealing with that. They're not dealing with the chronic pain that I live with on a daily basis. So a lot of you listening, man, you know what I'm talking about. You got issues too. So back to my main point, compare with no one but yourself. I don't care how out of shape you are, if you're going to the gym, how big you are, so what? You're there. Something's better than nothing. You're doing more than you were last week, last month. Just get there. Do it. That's all that matters. That's it. That's all. It's you against you. I tell you, somebody in the gym, that impacted me deeply. This dude rolled in. That's right. He rolled in. He did not walk in. He did not jog in. He rolled in a wheelchair. He was young. Looked like he was 25. Rolled in a wheelchair. Paralyzed from the waist down. His upper body looked pretty built. He was going to each different station. He was doing a chest tricep workout. Started out with flat bench. Had to literally have a trainer in the gym pick him up out of the chair, help lay him on the flat bench. Then he'd come over and spot him. And I watched that guy just, man, work hard. Balance his body. He's got no feet for stabilization when he's bench pressing to balance himself. So the trainer's keeping an eye on him. Dude was throwing up some weight. Got him off that, took a break, talked. Hey, time for another set. Put him back down again. They went to a couple different pieces of workout equipment to complete that chest workout. Then they hit triceps, put him back in his chair. They're slapping five. I see you tomorrow, whatever. I almost had a tear in my eye. No freaking excuses, guys. And when I saw him, that's what I thought. No freaking excuses. No whiny baby, self-absorbed, woe is me. You don't know what I've been through. I lost my leg function. I'm in a wheelchair. Wah, 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 wah. I have Lyme disease. I have issues. My back, my neck. It's the rat, man. Shut the up. Shut up. Get out of my head. You'd be a beast. You'd be a beast. You get it done. Something's better than nothing. You do more today than you did yesterday. You do more this week than you did last week. Just go. We all dip off sometimes. We all get lazy sometimes. We get busy. Man, I missed 2 workouts this week. And don't let it be 3. You get back at it. I'm huge on us being healthy, fit, strong as Christian men. You say, well, I'm more focused on my spiritual life. It's all spiritual, you moron. Your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. And your temple looks like freaking beep. That's what your body looks like. That's what your body feels like. That's why you walk up a 2-story flight of steps and you can't breathe. You treat the temple like beep. I did it for years. No more, man. Get at it. What else is going down? I received some positive feedback from listeners with the last episode of the Grizz Podcast. Episode 131 was entitled Responding to LGBTQ Pride Month. I appreciate the feedback from all of you guys. I know some people didn't like it. I don't care. And don't like it. I didn't say anything in that episode that wasn't solid, biblical. This is where God stands. This is what his word says. I got on all of us as Christians, how we need to be, how we need to come across, how we need to first get the plank out of our own eyes, how we need to be addressing the sexual sin in our own lives before we get all worked up about the sexual sin in our culture, the perversion that's so prevalent. It's getting worse and worse. It is. But the question we got to ask is, are you getting worse and worse in your private world? How you doing there? How am I doing there? Let's be straight up, man. You know, stuff is pulling at you. You're struggling. You stumble. Things get your attention. You do a double take. Fantasy going on in your mind. Dude, we all struggle with it. So address it. Deal with it. Get it out. Talk to your accountability partner about it. Work on yourself. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Exercise. Train yourself. Gymnazo yourself for godliness. That's what I've got to do. Guys, the struggle has not ever gone away in that area for me. Guys, like, man, you don't struggle anymore? What are you talking about? You don't struggle with lust anymore? Yeah, I need someone like you to help me, Grizz, man, because you don't struggle anymore. You a freaking moron. Do I look like I've died and gone to heaven yet? No, I'm still living down here in 2021, and I now live by the beach. I got the booty walking by me every day. Good-looking girls and the way they dress. Yeah, it catches my attention. Yeah, stuff on social media catches my attention. Be scrolling through, be looking at funny videos and looking at gun videos, and all of a sudden, man, here comes some babe. She doing a dance. And I'm like, hello. You see, you know who said hello? The rat. Hello, who are you? And then there's the Grizz in me. What are you doing? You know better. That's somebody's daughter. Be manly. Keep your eyes on your own bride. Be satisfied with her. Be a beast, not a rat. It's the inner battle, man. I deal with it all the time. I meant it when I said at the beginning of this podcast, I need covenant eyes. I do. Helps keep me in check. I know I'm being monitored. Need it. Dude, I'm saying all that Because like with that last episode, you know who I got on the most? It really wasn't LGBTQ people. Man, I got love and grace for you. I want you to know that you're out of line. You're not following God's design and his standard. But the people I got on the most with that last episode was us, believers, especially Christian men. We've got to get the plank out of our own eyes. We've got to address our own sexual sin, lust, porn. Got to deal with it, man. And it's constant. I was talking to a friend recently who is celebrating right almost at 100 days of sobriety. No porn, no masturbation, none of that. He's been doing good. He's got solid accountability, daily accountability, getting in the Word constantly, locked up all of his devices, has covenant eyes on him. He's been doing really well. But you know what? I warned him. I said, don't get cocky. Don't get overconfident. Like the Bible says, take heed lest you fall. Take heed, man. We are all capable of falling. Doesn't matter how far advanced you think you are spiritually. Dude, you may have got, I gave him this word picture. I said, you may have got the fire of lust down, but the embers are still there. And it doesn't take much to get those embers lit again. Like one little spray of gas on it, it'll come roaring back. And you'll be like, dang, what did I just do? And there's relapse. Guys, I know all about it. Been there more times than I want to admit. So I appreciate all the feedback with that last episode. Some of you didn't probably want to respond because it was probably, ouch, ouch, Grizz. Well, good. I'm glad it was ouch. It was ouch for me to even come up with the content, look it over, read it, because I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to live a fake, duplistic life. And I'm telling you guys, man, the struggle hasn't gone away. I've just been learning, still learning, how to manage it, how to deal with it, how to keep things in check. And I've realized I can't do it alone. I need God. I need Christian brothers. I need God's word daily, prayer, need covenant eyes, need a lot of things, man. So hope that helps you, encourages you, motivates you, equips you, all of that. What else has been going down? Where's my coffee? Some good restaurants down here in South Carolina. Serious, man. This is a foodie place down here, the Charleston area. I can get fat down here. You don't even want to make food at home because there's just so many places to eat. So I'm trying to be careful of that. My wife and I have been talking about it. Went out to an amazing place for lunch yesterday. Met a new friend. He's a pastor nearby. What's the name of that town he's in? West Ashley, which is not too far from where I'm at. His name is Joe. He's like, let's meet for lunch, get to know each other. We got a mutual friend, my man Brody Holloway over at Snowbird. I said, where are we going to eat? He said, I'm going to take you to the best barbecue place in Charleston, the most famous. I said, what is it? He said, Lewis Barbecue. I said, I'm there. Oh my goodness. Dude. I went up in there. You order everything like a la carte. I said, I want the brisket. She goes, do you want the whole pound? Which was $24. I said, no, give me a half pound. Got a half pound of brisket. Got some collard greens. And I saw that they had homemade coleslaw. I said, that looks good. I'll take some coleslaw too. Probably shouldn't have eaten that. It's not the best for me. But I got it. It was amazing. Their sauces were amazing. Place was packed. Line out the door. No parking. It was just parking lot full. You're waiting for a place to park because everybody wants to go to Lewis Barbecue. Everybody. So I had lunch there yesterday. That was so good. And then my wife and I went out with some friends last night and went to a place right on the water in Daniel Island called King's Tide. Man, I got some halibut fish. Man, it was good. It was good. And appetizers were good. Oh my goodness, man. I was like, whew, whatever, man. There's so many good places to eat down here. So I got to keep it in check, man. I love food, but I got to be eating the right things consistently. That's what's up. So that's really it, guys, for this episode. Nothing super deep, no big Bible study kind of thing. That's really it for now. There was one last thing I wanted to mention, and that is that Joe Biden's getting on my nerves. Joe Biden's getting on my nerves. He's been on my nerves. I don't like him. I don't like him at all. And I'm not saying Trump was my favorite. I'm not a Trump train, dude. Never been up Trump's butt. Hang on a sec. Trying to grab my journal. I can't stand the executive orders that have come from Joe Biden. I don't like the things he's supporting, endorsing. I just, man, there's so many lies, more lies. I believe he's a puppet on a string. Yep. He sure ain't the puppeteer. He sure ain't writing what's on that teleprompter. Somebody else is. He just has a hard time reading it. No matter who wrote it. I pray for him. I pray for his salvation. I don't care what he says about his relationship with God. I don't see the fruit. You will know them by their fruit. I don't see the fruit. I see the fruit of darkness. See dead tree. All right, it's just... Anyway, I'm worked up. Crazy this morning. Too much coffee. The Biden admin is talking about a new mask mandate that may be issued. I'm not kidding. This came out just the day before yesterday. New mask mandate, even for those who have received the vaccine. And of course, the mainstream media, they're going right along with all of this. Because I swear, man, the mainstream media, they work for the Democratic Party. There is not unbiased, straight up, let's report the news, the truth, what's really happening. It's so sick. There's so much deception, so many lies, so many false narratives, so much word twisting. It's sickening. You can't believe anybody anymore with the news. I don't believe the majority of politicians. And by the way, some of you have asked, Grizz, you get the vax? No. I have chosen to not get vaccinated. My body, my choice, right? Right, Democrats? My body, my choice, right? That's what you've said for years. My body, my choice, right? As many of you know, I mention it. You know, I've talked about it on this episode. I battle a serious chronic health condition with late stage Lyme disease. And I'm just not, for me, comfortable putting some barely tested trial vaccine in my body. I am not comfortable with that. I am not comfortable putting a vaccine that's not even approved by the FDA in my body. You see, my immune system is struggling enough with what it's already been fighting. And I'm just not sure how my body will react to putting that vaccine inside of it. So I chose for me, not telling everybody to choose this, but I chose for me to take my chances remaining unvaxxed. You know, if I get COVID, I'm going to treat it right away. There are a couple times I thought I had it, so I went and got tested. I didn't have it. It was just some stuff with Lyme flaring up. I'll treat it immediately. I've already talked to my Lyme doctor about it. We're going to hit that ivermectin. We're going to hit it hard. Zinc. Hydroxychloroquine, we'll do whatever it takes. We're going to hit it hard. All of those things have been proven to be effective at treating COVID. Mm-hmm. This whole vaccine, man, Like I said, it's not FDA approved. It has not been tested for long-term side effects or dangers. There's many issues and problems, and there's even been deaths for those who've taken the vax. And I don't believe that all of that has been fully and honestly reported. I don't, man. Because there's such a bias. There's such a push that everybody needs to take this vax. Well, what about the side effect with this? What about that some people just died with this? What about that this just happened to this 13-year? Don't talk about that. Because that'll make people not want to take the vax. And if you try to talk about it and post it on social media, they'll remove it or they'll remove you. Big tech freaking liars. Bunch of puppets, pawns. To me, this whole thing smells, guys. All the way back, I've said it before. There's so much with the pandemic that is scam-demic. It smells. You know it, man. I'm not saying COVID isn't real. I'm not saying that people haven't died from legitimately COVID. I'm not saying that. But this thing smells, man. The people that are involved, the way they're pushing it smells. There's much more going on than, we just want to save lives. Yeah. Okay. Listen, guys, you do you. But for me, I don't trust big pharma. I don't trust big tech, and I don't trust big government. I don't trust Fauci. I don't trust the NIH. I don't trust WHO. At this point in my life, I'm not saying forever. Maybe I'll change my mind a year from now after the vax has been out there for a while and we better understand it and what it can cause and what it doesn't do. At this point in my life, I'm not taking the vax. And if you've been vaccinated, then good on you, mate. Good on you. That's your choice. That is your choice. And you don't have to worry about unvaccinated Jason George. It's so crazy, man. I mean, you got people that they want me to get vaccinated so a vaccinated person doesn't get sick from the virus that they were vaccinated against because I'm not vaccinated. Let me say that again. This does not make sense to me. You want me to get vaccinated so a vaccinated person doesn't get sick from the virus that they were vaccinated against because I'm not vaccinated. That's illogical. That's stupid. Man, I'm not going to live my life in fear of COVID. I'm not, man. I know that ultimately my life, it's in God's hands. He's sovereign. I got a friend who's a pastor. He's my age. He recently contracted COVID, Delta variant. He was out of work for about 2 weeks. He treated it. Now he's up and running again. Maybe I already had COVID. Maybe they can care. I don't know. It's possible. We're being lied to about some stuff. By government, media, big tech. I'm just saying, we're not being given the full story. I haven't talked about this much on the podcast. The whole COVID, vax. But we better start talking about it. This big tech censorship stuff. I'm so sick of it, man. I'm so sick of it. So I'm saying things that may get the Grizz podcast removed from certain platforms. So be it, man. I will not go silent into that good night. And some of you, man, I got some of you that listen. You are good friends of mine and you got the vax. I don't look down on you. I don't think you're an idiot. You shouldn't have done that. I'm not saying I'm anti-vax. For me, I'm not doing it. I'm waiting. I don't like it. If you choose to do it, that's on you. I'm not breaking fellowship over that with a friend. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at a lot of what's going on with the government, big tech, big pharma, Fauci, changing, flip-flopping. Mask, no mask, mask are effective, mask are not effective. I'm tired of the cover-up with the Wuhan lab, which as soon as this came out and you find out, like they're saying, man, it came from the local market. Somebody ate a bat. I'm like, well, what's that lab nearby? What are they producing in that lab nearby? What are they known to be developing? It's a no-brainer where it started and where the lab's at. And then Trump mentions that. I remember mentioning that. And then on Facebook, they're like, you can't mention that. We'll remove that. We'll remove you. You go on YouTube, we'll put a strike against you. What? And now everybody's like, well, yeah, actually, in the lab, this is where we believe it started. China's responsible. Oh, my gosh. Fauci, man, he was getting grilled the other day by, what's his name? Rand Paul. Dude, or is it Ron Paul? That's his relative. I think it was Rand Paul. Anyway, he was going hard at him, man. And I don't know, man. Where is the truth? Truth matters. Where is the truth? We're being lied to about a lot of stuff. We're not being given the full story. There's a false narrative being pushed. A lot of things smell. I don't like it. I know a lot of you listening, you're shaking your heads and you're just like, I'm with you. You're right. But again, if you're a friend of mine, you want to get the vax, I get it. One of my best friends got the vax. And I said, so that's fine. That's fine. You know, I don't make fun of him at all. He doesn't make fun of me for not getting it. I have my reasons, and a lot of them have to do with my pre-existing health condition and how that vax may affect me with my chronic pre-existing health condition. I choose to take my chances with COVID. I've talked to my Lyme specialist about, as soon as I find out I have it, this is what we're going to hit you hard with. These meds that are proven to be extremely effective treating COVID, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, we're going to go hard with that right away as soon as you get it. And I've had friends who have done that in the Lyme community, and they've come out. I'm going to take my chances with that. That's where I'm at. I've looked at the science. I've looked at the statistics. I've thought about it, prayed about it. That's where I'm at. I'm not telling you to do the same. I'm just telling you where I'm at. I am telling you to keep your eyes open. Don't be gullible. Don't trust everything you see and hear. I don't care if they say they're a scientist. I don't care if they're like, well, statistics say, how do I know those statistics aren't doctored? Fudged. Messed with. How do I know you're even being honest with statistics? How do I know that? I don't trust you guys. You have proven that you're liars, that you don't give the full story. Talk about confirmation bias. You'll do anything that will confirm the narrative that you want to push. You'll twist anything to make it look the way you want. So keep your eyes, your ears open. Don't be gullible. Pray for discernment like crazy. It's a strange, bizarre time we're living in. I wish I could tell you it's going to get easier in America. For those of us that are Christians, Bible-believing, we hold conservative values near and dear to our heart. We love truth. We want truth. I don't believe it's going to get easier for us. So stay focused on God. Get strong. Be strong mentally, physically, spiritually. Stay connected with other believers, like-minded believers. Not these soft, weak, unbiblical, progressive Christians that pick and choose what parts of the Bible they want to believe and obey. This part here is not relevant anymore, so I'm going to throw it out. Okay. We done. Yeah. Anyway, I love, I care about you guys. I'm not right with every single thing. I've got my views, my opinions. God is right with every single thing. His word is right with every single thing. Just telling you that. All right. But I still share my views and opinions because it's my podcast. And some things we're going to agree to disagree on. I hope you're like that. Hey, on that issue, we agree to disagree, Grizz. Okay. That's cool. Anyway, I'm out. I'm going to go edit this podcast, get it posted, and then I'm hoping to get to the community pool today, hang out, get some sun, do a couple laps in the pool. That's going to be my workout today. No weights, no gym, just swimming some laps back and forth in the pool. It's a great exercise. Feels good on my back, my neck. And that's it, guys. Give me some feedback on the Grizz podcast. Leave a rating and review. That really helps us out. Take you 1 second. Right there on your phone, man. Go to iTunes. Leave a quick rating and review. And then let's see. If you ever want to hit me up on email, ask any questions, or just introduce yourself, I read all of that. I'm interested. My email is jason@narrowtrail.com, narrowtrail.com. And if you're a regular listener to the podcast, then would you please consider becoming a monthly supporter? I'm talking $10 a month, something like that. And it's to our nonprofit ministry. We don't set it up through Patreon. We're an actual, legit nonprofit ministry. The Grizz Podcast is an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries. So when you go to the link that I provide in the show notes, which goes to like narrowtrail.com/give, narrowtrail.com/give, you can choose drop down button. Hey, I want to give toward the Grizz Podcast. You can set it up automatically to come from your debit card or your credit card, whatever you want, to say, hey, automatically $10 a month, give to the Grizz Podcast. That'd be a huge blessing back to us. It does cost money to do this. It does take time for me to miss work, miss my job to say I'm going to prep content. I'm going to come in, record. Then I'm going to spend hours editing and then posting. So, and it is my ministry. It's my main ministry right now, what I'm doing. So if it's benefiting you, you could be a blessing back at just $10 a month. If you want to give $10,000 a month, I'm cool with that too. I really appreciate it. But that's on you. So just kidding. Those of you that are giving to the Grizz Podcast, thank you. Thanks for supporting what we're doing. I really appreciate it, man. And I believe that's it, man. Word to your mother. Shack, rabbit, shack, button to go.